This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I can tell it's going to be a good night tonight. I can tell already. I right before the show started, just now, my wife says, look at the sky, look at the sky. I didn't think there would be a nice sunset tonight. I walked out and it like just popped up, this gorgeous color. It looked like the ocean in the sky. And the picture I just posted, Super Don, do you see it? It doesn't even do justice to how beautiful it is out there.
Is Godzilla in this one?
No Godzilla. This is one that you just got to appreciate the beauty. That's all. That's all. And you know, you kind of combine that with the first story tonight. There's good news on the Ebola front. And I know it's a shocker, but we're going to cover that.
I'm seeing the picture now. Beautiful.
You do? You see it?
I'm envious.
Yeah. I was looking forward to seeing a picture like this. So it's just been a while. We haven't had many nice sunsets recently. And, the simple things in life, these visuals, I do enjoy them. And I appreciate y'all as well. Spreading the love. If you got a picture like that tonight at a sunset thing, go ahead and post it. We'll comment on it. In the meantime, what are we going to do? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 to call in. Ebola good news. We got Paul Barrett here. You know, that's another reason why I'm feeling good. Paul makes me smile. Paul, our buddy, Echo Water, the robertswater.com. We've got some good water detox stories to cover tonight as well, and certainly some stories that will help our troops that are being hammered by their own Department of Defense and poisoning them by injection and via airborne, I'm not even going to say viruses, airborne toxins. We'll get to that story. But all of those things, if you want to sneak preview it, they're there, robertscottbell.com. Next couple hours here. Now, what is the good news on Ebola? Well, it's actually a headline. A headline that's picked up by the Associated Press, usually Associated Propaganda. Lauren Nieregaard was the supposed author of this. And finally, someone is asking the right question. This rarely ever happens in media. That's why this is a monumentous moment, if you will. Rarely does this happen. Headline reads, Ebola, why virus kills some, comma, other people survive. How often have I been looking for that question to be pondered, right? Not why do people die, why do people survive?
Right.
And that opens up the proverbial can of healing. The proverbial can of whoop-ass healing we're going to have because they asked the right question, or at least this reporter did. And I don't know if she's going to have a job tomorrow. You think she'll have a job tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing she must be a listener of the show because, how long have you been looking for something? Like, I've been talking about something along those lines, and all of a sudden, boing, there it is.
Yep. I mean, this is great. People who shared an apartment with the country's first Ebola patient are emerging from quarantine healthy. Okay? Thomas Eric Duncan guy, he died. Two U.S. nurses supposedly infected that cared for him. And a nurse infected in Spain has recovered, as have four American aid workers infected in West Africa. And even there, this reporter says, not everyone dies. I mean, this is bad news for the drug and vaccine panic mongers. Right? Wait a second. If some people survive, maybe there's something to this. Maybe we should look into how that is possible. And, why even under exposure some people don't get it? Could it be that the health of the person matters more than the virus, right? I've never abandoned my focus on the terrain in this whole episode, even though we've also raised alarms or acknowledged the dangers that do exist for infectious diseases that may be communicable. But I always maintain that level of cool, right? I'm a nerd, right? I'm a science geek nerd, but I'm cool on this, that simple exposure would not be enough. That there had to be a way for this virus or whatever series of viruses is, because I argue it's not one, to take hold in the body, to overwhelm and deceive your immune defenses. And so here's this lady asking the right question. I'm just excited. The things that make me happy. I know I'm strange and weird, and especially on this.
I get it.
Yeah, you do. You get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we got this, the acknowledgement from the medical establishment that they don't know why this happens. Why does Ebola run a different course in different people, right? They like to say it has to do with how many or how much of a virus a patient is initially exposed to. Now, I might even agree with that, except that in these Ebola patients that so far the CDC is claiming are Ebola patients, there's not a whole heck of a lot of virus, if any, actually found. And that is an important point. Again, the diagnostic test, PCR, or even antibody, does not isolate a virus or a zillion viruses. It says what might have been there, what could be there, what might have not been there. We're not even sure. The World Health Organization says, well, there's a lot more of that virus in blood, vomit, and feces than other bodily fluids. But then again, if you look at those body fluids, there's a lot more of a lot of things in those fluids than others. And when we look at the origin of some of these vaccines, it's a bunch of garbage thrown in together with toxic poisons to keep it somewhat contained, then injected into you. And then they claim the one thing that they want to have happen has occurred if you develop an antibody. Which, in the case of the history of immunology, meant that you had successfully encountered it and overcome it, now you were going to be immune or safe at least. And under the Ebola guys, if you test positive for an antibody, it means you're going to die, or you're likely to die, or you might die. Well, we admit some of you won't die, and only one reporter is asking that question. And they claim, acknowledge in this report, again, this is off Yahoo News, but it's everywhere through the AP, that there's no specific treatment for Ebola. But the specialists say that basic supportive care, providing intravenous fluids and nutrients and maintaining blood pressure, crucial to give the body the time to fight off the virus. Now, didn't we cover a story last week in Nigeria where they weren't giving any fancy drugs, they weren't giving any experimental vaccines or magic serum?
Secret sauce.
None of that was given. They were just simply hydrating the patient, stabilizing the patient, and their body was able to overcome it, and they contained it in Nigeria, right there near the hot zones. Have we done it here? I mean, there hasn't been a new case, at least the media is not reporting at this moment. We know that the profuse vomiting, diarrhea can cause dehydration, and in worst case scenarios, the blood vessels leak. You know, you just lose integrity, tissue integrity. I mean, it's brutal, as we said. Happens in 1% or so of the cases, not 99, not 75, not 50% of the cases. They admit that we depend upon the body's defenses to control the virus. This is according to Bruce Ribner. He runs the infectious disease unit at my alma mater, Emory University. And they successfully treated 3 aid workers, and now the Dallas nurse. They have to keep them alive long enough for the body to control the infection. Again, here that with all of our highfalutin science, high-tech stuff, we're sitting there going, well, medical man, as arrogant as we are, we're just trying to keep the patient alive so the immune system can do it because we don't know what the hell to do. But they finally figure out what the hell to do. It is just keep the patient alive long enough for them to recover. The experimental treatments, did they work? No, they admit they have no idea what those experimental procedures did, if anything. In fact, the guy who died was evidently given an experimental procedure. And clincher in the last sentence here, or last paragraph, there are factors beyond anyone's control. The research suggests it partly depends on how the immune system reacts early on. So again, they're going back to nature here, at least acknowledging that if the immune system is working, it's not deceived, it's not overwhelmed, you're going to survive. And here's another clincher, and this is the reason why I'm going to explain to you why silver is so critical here. They also want to be sure that too many white blood cells are not killed before they can fight the virus. What does silver do? You know, there's all the big hype about nanosilver. You know, we use the silver hydrosol here. One of the properties of silver is it potentiates white blood cell function, activity, efficiency, and even the ability of the white blood cell to engage and re-engage. They acknowledge the white cells are critical here. Your immune cells, probably your B lymphocytes as well. What does silver do? It oxygenates them as well. It makes your white blood cells supercharged. Not hyper-stimulated, but super efficient. And for those who say silver can't do a thing here, it is probably the most critical thing to stop viral replication in the body if the particles were small enough, actively charged enough, as they are in the hydrosol. So this is really an interesting article, Super Don, and I'm glad you brought it to my attention. I like it. Good news to start the show today.
Yeah, it's always nice to see the mainstream news pick up something that we're saying or we've been saying for quite a while. And to, you know, at least there's some critical thinkers out there still. There's hope for humanity, right?
Yeah, and some of those critical thinkers are, believe it or not, in Rwanda. Yeah, they're testing. They're testing now for Ebola entry into their country. Rwanda has not been afflicted by any cases of Ebola. They're a lot further east in Africa, and they're testing now. But the irony here is that they're testing Americans and Spaniards. if you're from America and you go to Rwanda right now, they're gonna give you the riot act to make sure you're not bringing Ebola into their country. How's that?
What an American reversal on that, right? Yeah. I mean, when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, so, you know, Rwanda is doing Ebola screening, yeah, just like everybody else. But then it was like, for Americans. So now, when you fly to Rwanda, if you say you're from the USA, they're gonna test you for Ebola.
Right, and this may be in response to a nurse at Howard Yoakum Elementary School in Mapleshade, New Jersey, who basically told a couple of Rwandan children that they had to go home for 21 days for no reason other than that they were from Africa, even though Rwanda has no hot zone for Ebola. Payback time, America, from Rwanda. When we come back, what's in your Ebola test kit or toolkit, I should say?
The Robert Sotbell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Sotbell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs. IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What's in your ear, Super Don? People have a saying like that. They put a bug in my ear, or let me put a bug in his ear. Have you ever heard that saying?
Absolutely. Have you used that before?
Have you? We've got a story that it's all too literal coming up later. Stay tuned for that. Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCN. Super Don, making it sound so good. We got Matt on the board. Don't keep him lonely if you want to call in with a question or comment. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. Paul Bertero is going to be joining us. We've got some water detoxing to do today.
We also have a pop quiz having to do with water that we've just put up on Facebook. And Robert's cringing right now. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Mutiny.
There's a belief system out there that thinks that everybody will pee while they're taking a shower. Yes,
oh,
I said.
Thank you. That's where we needed to go.
Yeah. Really? So some people think it's crazy. Some people think it's normal. And we got a little poll going on the Facebook at Robert Scott Bell on Facebook. So chime in if you like. You'd even call in and give Matt something to talk about.
Yeah. All right. All right. Now I want to get to the Ebola toolkit. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a great article that came out, opinion piece by Tim Bolin, our good friend Tim Bolin from the Bolin Report. Ebola toolkit. What do we need in our U.S. homes to defeat Ebola? The question, why? Because it looks like we're going to have to fight this one ourselves with no help and, in fact, hindrance from our own U.S. healthcare system. Now, as I've said, maybe there won't be the massive outbreak that's predicted. That's certainly possible. I've also said it could happen because there's enough deficiency, there's enough toxicology going on in the bodies of American people that you don't want to know that could make us susceptible to any and all kinds of things. Not even one virus, but any of them, hemorrhagic fevers included. However unlikely. What's worse is if you rely upon the government-sponsored or, you know, let's say sanctioned medical monopoly, the hospitals that can only do allopathic medicine. You go in there, they've admitted to you that they don't have a solution other than to try and keep you alive, right? to keep you hydrated. Basic stuff. Now, how many of them will do just that? I don't know. And if there is a genuine outbreak where thousands are descending on hospitals, it's a triage scenario where they will not be able to handle it. And what happens then? What have we learned from the U.S. government by looking at what is going on in the hot zones, in the supposed Ebola hot zones in Africa, especially where we've sent our troops without the gear to protect themselves? They basically cordon off the area where the hot zone is. The people with Ebola or suspected to have Ebola are put in there, and it's a death watch. It's literally a death camp. Just sit back, relax. If you're a sick and macabre human being, and I'm not saying our troops are wanting to do this. I mean, they're being thrown into horrible situations. I don't believe that they belong there. But they're told, just cordon them off, and it becomes a death zone. Now, there's been so many controversial, let's say, revelations, discussions, and talk radio about death camps, FEMA death camps. The millions of supposed, I don't know what you call them, if they're not coffins, whatever they are, but these areas that have been speculated as, well, these are conspiracy theories. But we look at what's happening here and we say, hey, what is the only response if there is a massive outbreak of something like this in America? And we're left with the conclusion that, yeah, they're going to put up a fence, put you in it, and you better hope you can survive it because they don't have the ability to deal with it. And they admit that they don't have drugs or vaccines. Now, what's even worse, even though they say, well, we're sorry about that, we don't have a medicine proven safe and effective to kill the Ebola virus, that's the reason they're going to give you to say that we can't do anything, because we don't have one that's proven safe and effective according to FDA, FTC, WHO, CDC standards, which are all pharmaceutically conflicted organizations. So you will die from the medical monopoly if you dare to show up at a hospital with anything that you think might be Ebola, rather than staying home with what should be in your toolkit. You let the government know that you're sick, off to the quarantine camp. You take care of it on your own by hydrating, by having homeopathic medicines that address fever, infection, bleeding, hemorrhagic issues. We've talked about some of those remedies. If you're into vitamin C, adequate quantities of vitamin C. If you're into selenium like I am, adequate amounts of selenium to protect you. Silica to strengthen your connective tissue. And if you talk about immune modulation and the most powerful thing you have to stop viral replication, loading up on the silver hydrosol, which I know that anybody that makes silver right now is having trouble keeping up with the demand, because you people that are conscious, awake, and aware, and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, know what it takes to prevent this stuff, much less recover, and not show up. I know, they're going to come after me, and they're going to say, how dare you tell people not to tell anybody? Look, you go in that system, you do so at your own risk, because they don't have anything to help you. Maybe now they do, while it's not overwhelming. But once it gets overwhelming, look out. All right, voting! How's that working out for you?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You are amazing.
Oh,
you are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Gottfeld Show.
Robert Gottfeld Show.
Super Don, you can't upset me today, even if you post things about peeing in the shower. Under my name, you know, get me in trouble.
Oh, come on.
I mean, look, you're not going to upset me. Just not going to happen.
It's not a bad question. I mean, it's a legitimate question. Because, look, I mean, some people do, some people don't.
But is it something we have to talk about?
Well, you know what? Next hour, we're going to cover a story where it's a relevant question because there are some people that say that it's good for the environment.
All right. So like I said, let me give you a little leeway here that there's relevance to this. You know,
there
question,
is,
relevance, relevance. What's the relevance? We'll get to it. Stick around. 866-939-2355. By the way, one more thing on the Ebola toolkit issue. When they admit the medical authorities that they have no tools, right? Literally, they don't have a vaccine. They don't have a drug. That's been approved, right, as proved, as safe, effective, et cetera. This is why you do not want to invest all of your energy in medical, industrial, government-sanctioned complexes because they write the rules, the bureaucratic oligarchy enforces them, and they limit your access to innovation, to natural remedies that could actually work, if not outright kill the thing or stop it from replicating, to prevent it by strengthening your immune system. They admit that having a stronger immune system is good for you. Yet nobody can speak anything if they have a supplement in that regard related to the word Ebola. Don't say it. And that's why I say, you know, this is another aspect of a culture of life that does not exist in the government medical complex. Because they willingly admit they've got nothing, yet they willingly fight you if you say you might have something that is not patented nor approved, but that comes from the Creator, from creation. All right? I'll leave it at that. If you want to chime in on that, you can do so. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Now, Super Ron, you know the reason I'm happy. I'm just trying to think about, why do I feel good? I mean, that was a great opening story we covered. I just got my new Neil Diamond album, Melody Road. It's called Melody Road.
Are
Neil
you
Diamond
serious?
Has a new album. Yeah. Yeah.
He has a new album?
A new album just came out. Yeah. One of the songs in there sounds like he wrote it for the Monkees in 1966. It's another variation of that type of song, which I really dig. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Well, you tell me, when's Barry Manilow coming out with a new CD? What's Barry been
up to? I have no idea.
Your buddy Barry.
I have no idea.
Well, there you go. Neil's still at it. Now, all these
I don't have a Barry Manilow tattoo on my arm like you have Neil Diamond, you know. So
wait a second. Let me check.
Quite a big fan.
No, that was just a temporary tattoo.
Oh,
I don't know what you're
okay.
About. Yeah.
Your Neil Diamond underoos. Yeah.
Oh man! All right.
Anyway,
coming to America. Here we go. All right. What do I want to talk about? Voting. That's right. I wanted to talk about voting. Right. Political healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Are you ready to go where no one else will dare to tread? Vote all you want, the secret government won't change. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's a headline over at InfoWars, right? They all want to yell at Alex Jones because, oh, my gosh, there's a secret shadow government. But no, this is not coming from Alex Jones. Not coming from my buddy Mike Adams in Natural News or even me in this case, Robert Scott Bell, who talks about this from time to time as well. Subheading, the people who we elect aren't the ones calling the shots. This is according to Tufts University's Michael Glennon. This is an article written by Jordan Michael Smith in what? The Boston Globe. Am I reading that right? Is this really the Boston Globe?
Yeah. I mean,
talk
about
the Blaze. This is the wild thing I'm looking at
one
here.
One of the major newspapers, new news publications in the country.
Yeah. It starts this way. The voters who put Barack Obama in office expected some big changes from the NSA's warrantless wiretapping to Guantanamo Bay to the Patriot Act. Candidate Obama was a defender of civil liberties and privacy, promising a dramatically different approach from his predecessor. Now, what did we do here? What did I say here about Barack Obama's election? All those we were on the air, and I said, nothing's going to change. You people, and I mean anybody who voted for him, and I understand the feeling, the sense. I understood. I felt a lot of that was going on. It's exciting. We got a man who's got more pigment than any other president ever before, as if that was really the most important thing in the world. I mean, there was a feel-good story to it on some level, getting outside of the politics of whether you're a lefty or a righty or anything like that. But the reality is, even if the Republican establishment candidate won, and there's certainly good things that I could say about Mitt Romney. Seems like a perfectly nice man in many ways. Could he have made dramatic and radical changes? How's that voting thing working out for you? How many times have the Republicans gotten, well, the few times that they had, control of all branches of government? The Senate, of course, that's the legislative, not the judiciary, but you understand what I'm saying, the three branches in this sense, not really the branches, but the Senate, the House, and the executive branch. And how well did government shrink at that time? It didn't happen. The point is, voting is futile. You've heard it on Star Trek to the Borg. Resistance is futile. Now I'm going to say it, not because it's just me saying it, but this guy, high-level political operative insider, Tufts University's Michael Glennon, is now going through this. And the things that he reveals are pretty amazing. He uses the term double government. I guess that's the acceptable way of saying shadow government, puppet government, the double government. There's the government that you see, you vote for a candidate, they get in, they make a little tweak here. If you're a liberal, you're going to get something there, a little bit. If you're a conservative, if it's there, it's a little bit there. But the fundamental tenets of government, to grow larger and more intrusive, to invade everywhere on planet Earth where there's a natural resource that we need or corporations need, that part of it doesn't really change. As evidenced by what? The national security and double government. That's the book that this man wrote about. And who's running next time? Even if Rand Paul gets in, and I certainly like Rand more so than anybody else right now. He's pretty close to his dad on so many things. I don't think there's a perfect candidate ever. Ron Paul came as close to it in terms of the origination of our founders and the limited government reality, not just lip service to it. But even I don't expect that even a Rand Paul as president could make a significant change. I just don't believe it. Now, some of you may be bummed out at me and maybe yelling and angry at me for saying like something like voting is futile. And I'm not telling you not to vote. That's got to be your own conscience to tell you whether you feel good about casting your vote for an establishment Democrat or establishment Republican. I said, like Jesse Ventura, if you're going to vote, vote for anything but an establishment candidate. Go independent. In fact, I think Super Don has organized that we're going to have an independent candidate for governor of Colorado on tomorrow. Is that true?
That is true. And okay. I'm really looking forward to that. The guy he stands for everything that we do. And here's the kicker.
Yeah.
He's being supported and has done a music video with Snoop Dogg and Wyclef. How much cooler can you get than that, right?
I met Wyclef. I think we have an old picture up when I met him.
That's correct.
Neat guy from Haiti originally, I believe. Man. Now, some of you might be throwing stuff at me tomorrow saying, well, you're a hypocrite because you said don't vote, and yet you're going to have a candidate for governor. That means voting, doesn't it? Well, as I said, I'm not telling you what to do. This is just my belief. This is my perspective. And you might have a massive disagreement with it. That's cool, but I'm looking for evidence. Show me the evidence that it has actually changed the course of the government's largesse, its growth, its cancer-like growth. Show me that. Even under Reagan, this government grew exponentially. The debt grew exponentially, ultimately. And so that's why, you know, I hesitate, as much as, you know, many of my guests may have a certain political persuasion, and they may greatly dislike Obama, and for good reason, I don't invest so much into one man being the Antichrist, so to speak, in a political sense, as opposed to, you know, having another man in there who's going to be a savior in a political sense, so to speak. Don't look there. The point is, just like in the Ebola discussion we just had, you are the solution or you are the problem. And your very vote is a tacit acceptance and agreement with the legitimacy of a government that enslaves you to a debt that will never, can never, physically, humanly, inhumanely, ever be repaid. Never. And also pollutes the planet. For my lefty friends who say they are for the environment, the biggest polluter on planet Earth is the U.S. government. China's probably right up there, coming up pretty quickly, if it hasn't surpassed it already. And we'll talk about the military impact on our own troops, for those of you who are the lovers of our troops, who want to support the troops. And if you really wanted to support them, you'd bring them home and give them holistic medical care and detox them, as opposed to drug them, because it's approved as safe and effective, even though it's neither, as we've covered many times on this show. Now, getting back to this article, there are some interesting points that are brought up by this Glennon guy. Again, big-time insider, not a quote-unquote, he's a radical, outside-the-box, conspiratorial thinker. The things he says are pretty profound coming from that institution of a mainstream Tufts university, much less the Boston Globe to publish it. I hesitate to even know. It's like all of these sentences I'm reading in here, I posted a few of them. I think you've got it up there as well. But think about this. We have the foreign policy of Bush. After 8 years of Bush, you wanted Obama because you didn't like what Bush did, and we still have the foreign policy of Bush, second term of Obama. Now, when Obama got into the presidential office and he says, I want to bring the troops home or I want to bring them down, the Pentagon said, well, here are your two options in Afghanistan. You can increase the troops a little or you can increase the troops a lot. And that was it. And suddenly, that was the starting point where I said, look at what I predicted. Nothing really, legitimately or significantly would change by voting the bums out or the dunderheads. Get a new dunderhead in or a puppet. Get a new puppet in. Maybe a Manchurian candidate in. In my mind, I'm with the 10th Amendment Center in a large way that the states and the people need to take back the power as opposed to participating in a federal, what we call it, a death march at this point. Not only for Ebola's sake, but a political death march, an economic death march. You can't sustain it. You can't legitimately govern from Washington, D.C., 320 million and growing. It's not feasible. And the states, when they figure this thing out, you're going to see movements for secession because the debt alone is such that they're not going to want themselves, the states, or the people party to those debts. And then you might likely see the dissolution because they didn't listen to Ron Paul and bring the troops home and start caring for each other. All right, here's my political healing for the day. Sorry, Super Don, you didn't have a leg to get in there on that one.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Hey, but if you have a gambling problem, a shopping problem, we've got a drug for you. Are you ready for this? Stick around. We're back after.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Let me ask you something here, personally, between me and you. Do you find yourself unable to gamble like you used to? Seriously. You're not gambling like you used to? How about you're just not up for shopping like you know, those were the days. I used to go shopping all the time, uncontrollably. Just can't do it anymore. Are you not getting enough sex? Well, if that sounds like you, then we have a new treatment, a new drug.
Oh.
Yeah. It's from Boehringer Ingelheim Schmidt. The drug is called Mirapex.
Mirapex.
And it's not for what I just said, but it will make you do that which I just said. It's not supposed to, evidently. But in fact, if there were a gambling deficiency in your life, an obsessive desire to shop or have sex, then we have a drug for you, Mirapex, and it's designed to treat what? Parkinson's. Until they found out that Parkinson's patients were all out in Las Vegas gambling and shopping and having unprotected who knows what kind of sex with whatever, statues, I don't know.
Statues?
And somebody said, hey, wait a second. Well, there are people that look like statues out there, I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to Vegas. No, not the people I'm going to see in Vegas, of course. We've got the 14th, 15th, and 16th of November ACAM conference.
Statues. I'm going to Google that now.
Yeah. Maybe no, don't do that. No, this is on the Parkinson's drug, Mirapex.
Okay.
Right. It's triggering pathological gambling, obsessive shopping, and more. But that's approved by the FDA, right? And you know, if you are a religious person and you think you're being religious maybe once a week because you get to go to church or synagogue, and then the rest of the week you're still worshiping the church of pharmaceutical mysticism here if you're on drugs like this, and it'll cause you to do all those sinny things.
Oh, Mirapex. Now I remember.
You remember Mirapex?
This is the drug that was initially targeting Parkinson's patients, but they got it approved to be prescribed to people who have restless leg syndrome. Remember that?
Right, yep.
So that's right.
If you find people with restless legs in casinos or shopping or, well, I don't know, some people might like that other thing, but... Yeah, do that leg thing again. No. Stop. See what you did, Super Don? I'm going to be in so much trouble
tonight.
Restless
third leg syndrome.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's not like they could say, you know how they like to say, well, these effects are quite rare, right? Less than 1%, less than 0.5%. They never happened. 1 in 1,000,000. Well, these psychiatric side effects of Mirapex appear to be occurring in at least 10% of the patients.
Wow.
And it's only a matter of time where this will be a companion to Viagra, because remember, Viagra was not a drug for erectile dysfunction. It was a circulatory drug. And then they looked down at the side effect and said, that we label for that, we're going to make a zillion.
Gosh,
so
the,
let's
the
just
numbers
say,
on this.
Yeah, are, let's just are, say are, you get the side effect or the direct effect of Viagra, and then you don't have enough folks to you get on the Mirapex, and you'll just go anywhere. I'm not encouraging this. I'm saying this is what we get with the FDA-approved pharmaceuticals, yet they won't do anything natural for Ebola. I'm sorry, Superdome. What were you going to say?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, when you read the numbers on this, mm-hmm. patients that are taking Miraquip, Mirapex, and also there's another one called Requip.
Yeah, Requip.
They're 277 times more likely to have these side effects than patients right. using other drugs. 277?
You're going to need Requip when you wear out your old Quip, you know, doing this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, my Quip.
Not my Quip. Yeah, Requip. And Parkinson's, I mean, the thing is, it's a neurological degradation disease. It's a lack of control over the muscles as well, and they don't look to mercury. They don't look to detoxify mercury. They don't look to increase selenium levels. They don't look to supplement with silica to normalize the neurological integrity. They don't even look to silver, which also helps the nervous system, really. Unlike the other metals that you don't want, that are really bad heavy metals. So silver is actually facilitating good things for the nerves. They don't look at any of that. They don't look at omega-3 essential fatty acids. They're not looking at cannabidiol, CBD, endocannabinoid system, supporting that. None of that. Parkinson's? Yeah, here's a drug. Just be aware. You may find yourself at Caesar's Palace in the middle of the night, naked, with a restless leg. They don't say that. They should say that. Of course, then you're arrested, and you're like, but the thing is now, this is going to be bad, because people are going to be using this as an excuse when they go get into court. Judge, honest, Your Honor, this is not me. I was just prescribed this drug for, you know, prevention of Parkinson's. I had no idea what was happening. You can see this in court. Case dismissed, and of course, the drug companies are being sued at this point. But guess what? The FDA approved it. You can't sue them, can you? Well, hey, more good news on the next front, because we're going to detoxify even more. Like our good buddy, Dr. Newsom, talks about floating the toxins out. We're going to talk about that and the hydrogen that is released in the Echo Water with Paul Barrettiero. Go to robertswater.com. Thank you, my friends, for being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.